All right, welcome to episode 2 of the Nerdicon. Yay! I'm Lee.
I'm Emily.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Jeffrey.
You sound exactly like you did last week.
No worries.
Oh,
I'll be
wow.
different this week.
All right, so we're actually kind of organized this time. It's amazing.
Amazing.
We've got some topics for you and okay. First on our list is Disney buying Star Wars. So, what's everyone's initial reaction to Disney buying Lucasfilms and Star Wars and everything?
My initial reaction is that Lucasfilms kind of came out of Disney anyway. So, I was like, it's kind of like it's going home. That's nice.
A little bit.
But also weird.
Yeah.
Because Princess Leia is kind of a Disney princess, although she's not technically in the Disney princess lineup unless she gets coronated.
Well, now she is. Well, she will be coronated probably
soon. Shut up!
Okay.
But yeah, so nice, but also weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing, because, I mean, look at what Disney did for Marvel. They managed to boost it up from where it was, and, like Emily said, I think it's great that now Princess Leia is going to kind of sort of be a Disney princess, but not, like, as princessy as Disney princesses.
Not one that was created by Disney.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, Disney World and Disneyland aren't going to have to do anything, because they already have Star Wars rides.
Exactly.
And they have Star Wars shows, so exactly. It's great.
What I think about this is basically... they can't do any worse than what Lucas has already done himself with the prequels.
There's that.
And, you know, pouring out... Like Lucas has already hoarded out Star Wars to the point where Disney would have... like, Disney can't hoard it out anymore. He's already done everything. There's literally nothing Disney can do that will whore out this franchise anymore. Because I'm pretty sure Lucas was still going to make movies and TV shows even without Disney. And you know what? Disney will probably do it better. You know, and maybe there won't be any more shitty animated movies.
Or maybe there will be, but it'll be cool like the Amazing Spider-Man show or like the Mighty Avengers. Like, it'll be be like tongue-in-cheek kind of funny and like the way it probably should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are people saying that they're going to kiddify Star Wars, and my whole thing is, when was Star Wars ever rated R? Like, when was Star Wars blood and guts everywhere? When was Star Wars, you know, yes, they're deaths, but...
when Luke crawled up inside the Tauntaun.
Well, yes, but it's not like there's never been... she has a point.
Yeah, she does.
Just imagine that just saw trap.
But, I mean, that's not even that graphic. I mean, there's been, like, deaths in Disney movies.
I mean, well, look at Marvel. Look at, like, look at what they're doing with Phase 1. Like, look at what they did with Phase 1 and look at where, like, the Iron Man 3 trailer is going. Like,
yeah. If anybody said that the Iron Man 3 trailer was, like, kiddified...
oh my god, I'm gonna cry 1,000 tears.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Iron Man 3 was kiddified.
And Jeffrey's no longer
and Jeffrey's
with us.
Dead now, so we're gonna move on.
Jeffrey, what are your initial opinions about Disney buying Star Wars?
I thought it was interesting. And all I could think of was when Disney acquired Tron and how everyone was like, why are you doing a Tron movie? That makes no sense. And then everybody, no one wanted to see it. And then all of a sudden, the first teaser video of it, it wasn't even in the movie. It was just them doing the light cycle thing. And everybody went absolutely crazy. It just spread like wildfire. And then Tron went to where it is now. And then it had a terrible series based on it. Starring Pee-wee Herman, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. And I'm like, oh, that's what you're doing nowadays. You're doing Tron.
It's bad in a hilarious kind of way.
Yeah, at least he's not touching anyone else. But...
he's only touching himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
He only touched himself.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, when you think about it, when you go to a theater like that, I mean... what else are you going to do? Just sit there with some popcorn and a Coke and just
maybe
like...
Maybe I might ask for some eight balls. And smoke crack. Anyways, what?
Right, so what do you think they're going to do with the new movies? Like, they said they're already going to make an episode 7.
Yeah.
Yes.
So...
They've already said the whole 7, 8, and 9, actually.
Yeah,
they're gonna make, but not only that, they're gonna make a new movie every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they could continue on from 9.
Yeah.
And keep going from there. And a lot
but
of
do
people,
we really want them to is the question.
It
but
depends
my
on
question,
the quality.
Well, my question is, are we going to do it, like, is it going to be from the same characters, or are we going to do a different, mm-hmm. like, a different kind of, like, different
it's
characters.
The same universe, but,
yeah.
like, different stories.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
different stories throughout the universe.
Yeah.
Or are they going to tie back to, like, is it going to be set after? Is it going to be set during? So, like, we get different points of view during
yeah.
the war?
From what I've heard, they're going to set it, like, after, but at least 30 years after Episode 6, which would make sense because I would not want them to recast all the characters. And a lot of people are saying they don't want to see an old Luke or old Han Solo. It's like, why not? That's, like, just
well,
it doesn't
I mean,
have to center around them. They don't have to be the big action heroes. Hell, they could be on the Millennium they could be, like, in 20 minutes of movie, be on the Millennium Falcon, it blows up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you,
wow.
you go with their kids.
Okay.
Their kids, you know, like, have Nathan Fillion be Han Solo's son or something.
Yes.
Just do that.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was basically Han Solo.
It works.
But anyway,
so,
yeah.
so that's what I see. And even if they didn't do that, I would kind of want them to leave the Skywalker family alone because their story is complete. Like,
yeah.
I think Episode 6 completed the Skywalker story. So that's...
Well,
that's all that needs
I remember that from a rumor article that I heard a while back and who they actually have to have write the movie.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, the last thing he did was...
This is why we can't pass notes.
yeah, because I obviously can't talk
yeah.
and read at the same time.
Yeah.
But he also wrote Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
And
Toy Story 3.
I mean, I'm not pressed about that. I mean, that's kind of cool. It's just interesting that he wrote the treatment for that. They have him, and they also still have him now as a writer, like a confirmed writer. But I remember reading somewhere that in his treatment, Han Solo, Luke, and Leia all show up in there. So, I mean, no matter what, they'll still be around.
Exactly.
And
it'll be a nice little, like, reference to older fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like references in the Marvelverse to the comics that, like,
yeah.
not everybody
yeah.
gets,
exactly.
but it doesn't really matter. It's kind of nice.
Because then
yeah.
that means that all the little kids are going to go out and buy comics like, oh, God, now I get it. Now I'm going to watch it all over again.
Yeah.
Would anyone... Well, like, what would be the worst they could do with this franchise now? What is the point that, you know, you would say, fuck it, and get no longer talk about the series anymore?
I don't know.
Even...
Everybody's going to hate me for this, but I kind of want, like, an entire movie about Ewoks. Or, like, an entire movie about, like, what was Jar Jar's species?
Oh, my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Gungans.
I like Gungans.
The Gungan styles.
Oh, the Gungan style.
Oh my God.
I didn't know I wanted it.
Until you
wanted it. Until I wanted it.
Yeah.
Until you saw Jar Jar dancing with Psy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
With his ears flopping and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, his ears are going to be the armpit.
Because you're, like, the
yeah.
one person in the entire world that likes Jar Jar Binks.
I really am. I've talked to other people about Jar Jar. Well, no, my mom likes Jar Jar.
Yes, but
she also
your mom
doesn't
like
movies.
Her opinion is invalid. She also likes
it's
Twilight.
It's totally valid. Okay, no, she doesn't like Twilight. She just, like, wanted to watch them because everybody was watching them.
Ah. Okay.
So your mom caves to peer pressure.
Yeah.
Peer pressure.
I hate it when I cave
okay.
into things. I made the point when I would say, you know what, forget this, would be if they do what they did with Transformers 2 and they add stupid characters. And yes. when I say stupid characters, I mean those two knucklehead little robots that are like, oh, look at me, I'm stereotypical black. Look at me, I'm from Harlem, but I'm a fucking robot.
Like, how can you, how?
Like, when it gets to that point, when it's just like, when it's like becoming every other kid-friendly movie where they have to introduce a really stupid character for people to go see it, that's when it just becomes, like, really just...
Yeah. Which a lot of people would say Jar Jar Binks was.
That true. Is, but when you...
Shut up! I like Jar Jar!
But when you think about it, it probably got you into Star Wars.
No, I was into Star Wars when I was much younger because, Yeah.
Oh.
Because more us passing notes. But yeah, like, I liked Star Wars when I was really young. I watched Return of the Jedi more times than I can count. When I was a kid, because we had it, we had the box set trilogy on VHS.
Everyone's gonna hate me for this, but I am actually, out of all the things that I like, I am not as big a Star Wars fan.
He's not either.
I'm not either. Like, I appreciate the movies.
I appreciate what it's done for science fiction.
Yeah.
And, like, I like the original three. The first three, fuck them. But, like.
You mean the first three, fuck them.
Fuck them. But, you know, I grew up watching Next Generation. Like, I'm a Star Trek.
Right.
I'm a Star Trek kid.
They're the same here. Like, it's mainly because of diverse universe.
Yeah,
like,
oh, look how
they
big
go
you.
Through different things. Yeah. No,
you're
it's like, it's too stuck in. And I just wanted to go, you know?
Yes.
Maybe you don't really make that noise when you go to different universes, because if you did, everything would be hilarious. But...
Or, I mean, it could be, like, in Hitchhiker's Guide, where,
it goes, I would be cool with that. I would pay $3 more to see that in my house.
I'd buy that for $1.
In my house. I'd buy that for $2. I know, I agree with you,
but
I mean, it's not, we're not talking about Star Trek.
Well, yeah, we can do that when 12 comes closer.
Yeah, so,
I keep forgetting 12, like 2? Anyway, sorry, shut up.
So, the next thing is the set photos from Thor the Dark World.
Well, actually, can we cut in and talk about this before that?
Oh, sure,
because
yes.
It's kind of related to Disney buying, so, like, us talking about the
possible, kind of
like,
Disney
what
thing,
it, and it's also Disney, yeah. The fact that they've announced that they're going to do a sequel series to Boy Meets World.
And it took me, like, 15 minutes to realize
that was
it.
But it's called Girl Meets World.
Yeah, I heard about that yesterday.
It's funny because there was an article I read that called it Boy Meets Girl. Oh, wait. Boy Meets World Meets Girl Meets World. And I'm like, I wanted to be called that.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the abbreviation people will put for that. Oh, dude, I'm going to watch a BMW M Girl. I can't talk anymore.
BMW M
Girl World.
BMW. Okay, yeah, it's supposed to be like Cory and Topanga's daughter.
And yeah, it's
she's
supposed
like
to be
17 now.
She's 13. They're starting in middle school again.
So it would be like they would.
Let's take off 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
But it's like, I think it's their older son who's playing like the Eric character, and then you have their daughter, and then the Sean character is her best friend, and Cory is supposed to be. The Feeny character is teaching 7th grade history.
That'd be interesting.
So I'm interested. I'm definitely going to watch it, I think.
I think that'd be cool.
Because Boy Meets World.
I'd give it a shot.
Soul out.
I loved that show. Just the reruns on, like, Disney and ABC Family that they had. I would sit over the summer and just watch them all. Like, every day I'd have to see the next one.
Yeah. I bought the first season on DVD, like, over the summer, and...
We watched it on Van Trip once. I hated it.
Yeah.
Well.
I didn't really get into it when I watched it, but then again, I'm the kid that only watched cartoons and westerns, so I guess...
And listened to Motown.
Hey.
You didn't really hear, like...
I actually waited for Marvin Gaye's new CD, and I still wait. I'm waiting for the midnight release.
You gonna go to Best Buy and just sit?
Yeah. They're going to come outside. What are you waiting on? Marvin Gaye's new CD. They're like, what? They're used to it. No, I'm an avid fan.
No, I'm fucking ready for it.
Ready. Anyways, please continue. You're talking about Girl Meets World.
No, that's, I'm just excited. I'm excited. I'm interested to see where it's going. And I mean, it's Disney. They're keeping, like, I don't know about the writer slash showrunner aspect of it, but I mean, like, they're keeping...
It could be interesting.
I'll give it a shot.
I just want Eric to come back. Please. He needs to be Uncle Eric.
I just want
Phoebe
to be there a little bit. Like,
you saying Uncle Eric made me think of, like, Full House.
Oh, God.
And,
speaking of which.
And how Dave Coulier was
Dave
here.
Dave Coulier was here yesterday.
Didn't go and see that. Oh, yeah. You had to work the Thanksgiving
Uncle
dinner
Jerry.
Thing.
I didn't care.
I didn't either.
My mom bought, like, his CDs of comedy stuff.
I thought you were going to say my mom bought tickets to that.
Yeah, my mom bought tickets
to
the
free
thing.
Show.
Yeah, I was like, sir, you paid all in, what, lint?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay.
Set photos
for Malekith. Christopher Eccleston as the Thor villain, Malekith. What did everyone think? You've seen them.
You can't see me, but I'm Muppet flailing over here.
She is. It's kind of adorable.
He's gonna giraffe dance. That's a Matt Smith reference. We'll talk about that later.
Really? Because I'm moosing about.
Are you making a supernatural?
One day we.
I'm not. I'm making a moose reference
well,
to moose.
One day we need actually record this on video.
Right.
But
I wanted to have moose.
I'm excited.
I'm also excited.
I'm excited about the way it looks. I'm excited. Well, many people fucking hated Thor as a movie. I loved Thor.
I did too.
I thought it was a very good comic book adaptation.
And that like 1 minute part where Chris Hemsworth is shirtless. That was
awesome.
That was well
and
worth
it. It was also really nice the like ripping off of the Dr. Blake like backstory. Reference.
Yeah, I liked that.
But I'm really excited about Thor too, and I'm really really excited about Christopher.
So. I agree.
Because 9, even though I love 10 as a doctor, 9 is forever and always going to be my favorite, just because he was so sassy.
Nine is my favorite, too.
9 is so
first.
Underrated.
Yeah.
9 is my favorite.
Yeah.
And
I don't
people
know,
who
eight,
skip season 9, you can go.
You mean Dr. 9 slash season 1 slash season...
What did I say? Did I say season 9?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant Dr. 9.
We aren't even that far ahead yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Well, actually, if you want to go old, who we're way past that.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
Know. Yeah.
Sorry. I was burping, and then I didn't burp, but I like made a cat noise of awkward, and I tried to silence it, but it didn't work, so it came out like. I'm like, oh God.
Okay.
Anyways, please continue.
So, what did you think of the set photos, Jeffrey? Since you haven't said anything.
I mean, I like Thor. It's not my favorite Avengers movie. It's certainly my least favorite.
Right.
And I'm interested in this villain.
But yeah.
I know.
Anyway, but yeah.
A lot of people disagree with me on that. And I mean, we could always say, well, the Incredible Hulk. Hulk.
You are really bad at pronouncing
things. I'm just bad at speaking. Obviously, I need to go back to school.
It's funny because you're already here.
They don't teach me anything. But no, for some reason, Thor just did not speak to me story-wise when I watched it. And I'm
did
hoping.
The Incredible Hulk? Speak
I know.
To you
exactly, right? Not story wise. It was just like, oh, whatever. It's Hulk. I don't expect
thing.
A story.
I sometimes forget that it's in phase one.
Yeah.
It's really not technically connected due to. The only thing that really connects it is Robert Downey Jr. at the very end.
Yeah.
They still consider it part of phase one.
They do,
one.
Yeah. But not the same. Actor, not really much else.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you can also say the same thing about the first Hulk movie, but, like, the guy who wrote the first Hulk movie wrote the second one as, like, a slight kind of maybe sequel. No.
Oh, man. Yes.
So, I mean, like, he wrote it intending it to
kind
be slightly...
A
yeah, like a... yeah.
Requel.
So, like...
Reboot sequel.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yes, I don't know. I think I would... I mean, I'm definitely excited about the new Thor movie. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for what they can do, what will happen, more than likely. And I want to see how it all ties in with all the other movies. So I'm excited for it.
I actually, if you look real close at Malekith's face, you'll see pinpoints that I think they're going to do some sort of CGI on his face.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know exactly what they're going to do. And are
but
you,
good lord, it's yeah, I'm good.
You're
I'm
just
sorry.
Staring off into the. Into
I do that. I do that.
Okay.
When are you gonna learn that I do that?
Okay. But yeah, I think he's got that one clear. Like dark side of his face.
Yeah.
That's there. I think it'd be kind of cool if it just sort of switched back and forth every once in a while, or if like he had. You know, a form where he does, like, go completely dark elf and, like, everything, and then sometimes just like that. I think that'd be kind of
I'm really interested. Yeah.
Because in the comics, he's always, like, in between the dark and the light, walking in between that, and that's why he has half one color, half the other on his
Chris
face.
Eggleston is, like, the perfect person for that, because...
He plays it so well.
Yeah.
And also, I'm fairly excited to see, like, what they're gonna do with Loki. What they're gonna do with
him?
Because I mean, like,
to him?
Like they're imprisoning him in Asgard, and also can we talk about the? Well, this is just a side note for Emily, but can we talk about how awesome, like, at the end of the Avengers, having instead of having the like mythology of him having his mouth sewn shut, they did the
mask. I really like that.
That
was pretty.
It was a great adaptation of that. Anyway.
It really was.
But yeah, I'm excited to see like. And if they're going to do, like, more Norse Scotty kind of related, or if they're going to go more comic on it.
Yeah.
I think that Eccleston really needs a good blockbuster film to be in to skyrocket him up to, you know...
You mean G.I. Like, Joe wasn't
famous.
That?
I mean a good film. An actual good film.
Forgot he was
G.I.
in
G.I. Joe...
I haven't actually seen it.
Rise of Cobra is absolutely horrible. I think, like...
Saw like 2
he
minutes.
He was.
Wasn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that?
Yep.
Yeah, he played Cobra Commander, and I was like, "What?"
My precious
angels. I mean, in the end, he just turned out to be Darth Vader, but with a clear mask. And
wow.
I was like, so weird.
But yeah, I think he needs something.
He needs
very,
redemption from that.
He
film.
Needs retaliation.
He needs retaliation.
Yes,
and he's not
G.I. Joe retaliation.
Oh,
and now I'm
going to
stop making terrible puns.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay.
All right, so up next is the...
Speaking of
Doctor
Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my Doctor Who shirt.
I am not.
Yeah.
I am wearing a shirt, so...
Well, that's fortunate.
Exactly.
And it's not, like, ripping off of you.
Yeah.
Well,
Jeffrey's shirt.
Lautner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jeffrey goes Taylor Lautner, like, every day.
Not every... Not on purpose.
Jeffrey's shirts have a tendency to, like, just come undone randomly, and typically it's whenever he's talking to girls that he likes. And he really doesn't do it on purpose. I've witnessed this, and it's just like...
Yep.
Ow.
Yep. His shirt's just saying, my body is ready. And...
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
But yeah, anyway, speaking of Doctor
flustered.
Who... and shirts, the Doctor Who Christmas trailer premiered yesterday? Yes,
right?
Yesterday.
Yeah,
because
yesterday
was the children need thing.
Yep.
Woo.
So,
who exactly is Jenna Louise Coleman playing?
Who fucking knows at this point?
because of
the first episode of the series and like her playing the girl who can't who like yeah
the girl who lives in a can
yeah.
I was about to say the girl with the dragon tattoo. I'm like,
whoa.
Well, this is
different franchise. But based on like the intro to the actual video that they did for Children in Need, I almost. And I've felt this since the beginning of the series, that she's going to play the same character. I feel like that first episode was, like, the last of her character, and then we're going, like we've done with so many, like, other
right,
like,
and
yeah.
kind of
characters.
What they did with that season of how everything was backwards.
Yeah.
Like, that the entire first half of this season has been backwards.
So I think we're definitely going back in time to when she first meets the Doctor, or, like, you know, whatever happens.
My problem with that is just it's been overdone so many times that it's kind of a little old now, and I kind of just like it to just sort of be like, oh, she does escape somehow, even if it's convoluted, because then you could just say, oh, this is how it happened, move on, don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I also think the show is getting, like, I can't even say that. Steven, like, I love what Steven Moffat did with his first series as showrunner, Series 5. I love
Series 5.
Series 5
is great.
I think he let his cleverness
get
the best of him, and he like I had a lot of problems with Russell T. Davies as a showrunner, but I think that
Stephen Moffat as a showrunner is significantly more out of control.
Yeah.
I think he's better as, well, yeah, and I think he's better as an episodic writer with a head writer being like,
He seems to do a lot better with his own shows that he creates than taking over
from that too. I think that that's part of it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Like, I'm excited because I love Doctor Who, but it's also, like, slowly becoming not...
Just
like,
kind of getting tedious a little bit.
Well, and Doctor Who, like, I used to consider Doctor Who to be my very favorite show.
Right.
And then Series 6 it was still kind of, and then Series 7
Series
happened,
7 really
and,
put me off.
And, yeah, it's a weird vibe.
It,
and
was,
I think,
it was hit or miss,
and,
honestly, for
and
me.
And I think that, like, having the evil, like, the evil snowman...
Oh my god, the evil snowman.
I
was just like, nope,
okay,
we're not
here's,
doing this
here's
anymore.
How I see it. There hasn't been anything less crazier than evil snowman.
Well, okay.
In Doctor Who. When you think about it, Doctor Who is all about silly, crazy,
and that's fine.
Alien things.
The evil snowman don't actually bother me. It bothers me that we keep, in every Christmas episode, something that
happens.
Is inherently Christmas has to be evil. Especially because as soon as I saw the evil snowman, I was like, so evil Christmas trees, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and
so
evil Santa Claus.
Yeah, like,
oh god, the worst lactose intolerant milk ever! Anyways, that would be great. Evil cookies and milk.
Oh shit.
I want them to attack.
Yeah.
Be on the rise.
I mean, like, yes, there have been crazier things, for sure.
Yeah, definitely,
but
definitely, but...
With everything that's go, like, with all of the feels I have about it, like, I just, like, I'll watch it, I'm excited, but I'm not as excited as I probably should be.
Yeah. I want to see what the Silurian and the Sontaran are doing.
Yes.
Yeah,
together.
That would be pretty
interesting.
And I love the Sontaran.
Me too.
I'm just like,
I love
you're
the
my favorite.
And I'm wondering if it's,
I love
is it the same, is it the same Silurian
yeah.
girl? Okay.
And it's the same...
Her.
And
it's
the same
Sontaran.
It's
the same, like, group that was in the mid-season
finale.
Well,
Sontarans are all clones, so it really doesn't matter.
Well, but I mean, like...
But
we can also get into that discussion about whether or not, like, as a clone who has his own experiences, like, no other Sontaran...
It's the same
like,
one who had the same experiences previously.
It's,
there we go. It's the same one.
Yeah.
There.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I'm excited. I mean,
it'll be fantastic.
It's not like I won't
maybe.
Watch.
Yeah, it's one of those, I kind of gotta watch it. I gotta finish the season. I gotta keep going.
I at least have to finish the season.
Yeah.
Like, if I decide to give up on it. I'm not gonna...
Awkward flushing.
Yeah, hopefully that won't.
Be in the show.
But
yeah. And if we just pointed it out, then we've embarrassed ourselves.
Oops.
But, you know,
well.
They should be embarrassed.
You!
God, there are three other floors to go poop on. You pick ours.
And you can't even use your own restroom.
Yeah.
What does that say about your bum?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Enough bathroom humor. Oh, God. What I said. Anyways.
All right. So
moving on to other trailers.
Mortal Instruments.
The Mortal Instruments. All right. So... If you don't know, The Mortal Instruments, it's a book series written by Cassandra Clare. It's about... it's about the children of, like, an angel-human hybrid thing. Yeah, and they hunt demons. But, like, some demons are good, some are bad.
It's a fantasy...
It's a
young adult
thing.
Fantasy novel series.
Yeah.
It's going to be the next...
And it's very... convoluted.
Twilight-esque. Like, Twilight, Hunger Games-esque.
Yeah.
Like, making film franchise.
It's trying to follow
of.
That Harry Potter, Twilight, Hunger Games sort
of
thing.
Yeah. And...
Speaking of Harry Potter, Cassandra Clare.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I am not a Cassandra Clare fan.
I have never read any of the books, and I saw the trailer, and it looked interesting, but it wasn't something that if I, you know, I don't know.
But I mean, they've got really good characters, and it's got Lane.
The actors, like, I let's
the cast
know,
list
like,
is fantastic.
The cast list is really good, and it kills me inside because I don't want to see it, but I probably
but you
will.
Know that you will
at some point. I probably won't. I might not go see it in theaters. I might. obtain it other ways.
Yeah.
But
I know that, like, me and my friend Nicole, we're probably going to go, and we're probably going to have runes drawn all over ourselves, and we're going to make our own stales. And, yeah.
I mean, yeah, do what you want, but I also hate Cassandra Clare, so.
Yeah.
I'm interested into it. I mean, I haven't read the books or anything. It does, it, for me, it provides a feel of Night Watch and Day Watch, which are Russian novels that were made into movies by Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter director a while back before he did those. Those were cool. It just gives me that sort of vibe of two worlds in one.
Oh, God.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You kind of see where it's going to go, but you don't, in a way.
Yeah, it's almost like Neverwhere, where, like, your brain picks up, like, it's like you see something, but your brain's telling you that you don't see it.
Yeah.
And that's the way that this whole, like, sort of shadow
perception
world.
Filter?
Yeah.
Yeah, perception.
Yeah, they've got perception filters from Doctor.
Look
but
at
yeah.
that.
As a little side note on that Neil Gaiman reference, HBO is, like, in the works to do an American Gods television show.
Yeah.
And
did you know?
Did
so
you
excited.
Know that Neil Gaiman is doing a sequel to American Gods?
That too.
Wow.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But okay.
Please talk like that.
No, okay, so yeah. Long story, Dragon Con, just know that there are some people who just kind of suck at Dragon Con. But anyway, moving on.
Alright, so are we done with Mortal Instruments?
Yeah, it'll be pretty.
I mean, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I just want the cat to be accurate. That's
okay.
All I want. I want Church to be right.
So, Warm Bodies.
Moving on
trailer.
To another teen book, a young adult book, which has been made into a movie.
Okay,
yeah.
Story about this. I've actually been following this movie for quite a while because I just randomly heard of it. I can't remember how I heard of it, but I read the description of the book, and it was basically Twilight, but with zombies. And I'm like, really? I had this idea, like, when Twilight first came out, to do, like, a parody where it was a zombie falling in love. It just seemed like it had, like, this has to be
has to
a
be
parody.
Funny, has to
it,
be,
like,
yeah.
This
it
is
seems
no
like something
and
that
more,
Nick Frost and them would, Simon Pegg would kind of do.
And then I looked more into the book, and it was taking itself completely seriously. Like, everything. It's a complete romance novel. And he can't, you know, all he does is think. He can't talk. And I'm like, that's just gross. And so the Warm Bodies movie, I saw the poster, and it looks just like a Twilight poster.
But with
and
Nicole.
The actress,
oh, Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
And the actress looked exactly
like
Kristen Stewart, but with blonde hair. And
she does. It's weird.
And
yeah.
I'm like, oh god, this is gonna be so bad. And then like last week,
the trailer came out. And everything changed.
That's
kind
when
of,
the Fire Nation attacked, and we were happy.
Yep.
Well, it gave me like I watched the trailer and I was like, fuck this cast. Woo, hello, gonna see this based on the cast alone.
Yeah.
But it also like it kind of gave me a Zombieland-esque feeling.
Yeah.
It
was very lighthearted.
Yeah. Like
and
Zombieland.
It wasn't at all romantic.
It looks more like a zombie comedy than a zombie romantic comedy.
Like
there's a small element of romance in the sense
he
falls in love with her, she falls in love with him. But that's about it. That's as far as their like romance goes.
Yeah,
it's like watching Fido.
Yeah.
If that
Yeah, I got
you.
I got you.
It's like zombies are humans too kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know when the first time when I heard about it. I don't know nothing. I know nothing about this book. I know nothing. I didn't even
know
it existed until I saw this poster. And when the poster came out, the only thing I thought, okay, this might be different, was the font of the letters. And I know that's weird to say, but if you look at the font, when the first time you're like, okay, it's like sort of painted. It has like a little sort of like cartoonish bullshit thing going on.
Yeah.
And you're like, whatevs.
It
kind of
looks like the zombies suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or not zombies. Vampires suck.
Vampires suck. And you're like, okay, this might be like a parody movie. The entire movie might be a parody movie. That's how I thought of it first. Then I read it.
Yeah, no, I kind of thought it was going to be like a zombie movie parody.
Yeah.
Like Vampires Suck, but with like zombies. So like it's focusing on like they, like Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Like,
stuff like that.
But I mean, like it's, I'm interested. I mean, it looks fucking ridiculous.
It does.
And apparently there are things worse than zombies in this universe. There are...
Yeah, yeah, the skeleton things,
yeah,
which are pretty cool. They just eat anything, which I think is a really interesting concept.
They eat other zombies.
The
so.
Only thing that I wish they didn't do when the trailer came out was reveal so much of the story.
Well, yeah.
Because it was like an R-rated comedy then.
Yeah.
It was just, let me show you all of my stuff.
I think it was like to draw audiences in and be like, look, we aren't Twilight. We're not trying to be
that
like
was
Twilight.
More, if you just did like a weird teaser, then mostly it would look like Twilight, but maybe a tinge of comedy.
Yeah.
But showing that much shows you, okay, this is going to be, you know, sort
different.
Of different. And I hope they're not showing the scenes out of context and editing it together so that they're marketing it towards non-Twilight fans, but the movie is actually very Twilight-esque. Which they've done before in certain movies. They've marketed it as this awesome.
Let's not even
thing,
talk about
and
blood
then,
and chocolate.
And then it's just really bad. Oh, and apparently the person who wrote this did the movie 50/50.
Yeah.
So that,
I think
it's got a good writer. So
I think it's definitely going to be one of those like we go see it and we're like and we're going to pit it against. What was actually put in the trailer and like
hopefully those weren't the only comedic scenes
because
I've seen that
happen.
And that sucks.
Yep.
All right, so
moving on,
Geek Girl stuff.
Let's come back again.
Thanks.
Oh,
my
God.
Can we stop having this fucking argument about
this
whether
is like
or
the
not
fifth time
this
year that this argument has come up as to whether or not cosplay girls or girls who like wear geeky clothes, whether or not they're real geeks, and
let's go around giving our thoughts on it.
I think that this argument is fucking stupid. If somebody has a remote interest in something, then let them have that interest. Don't like try to talk shit about them and like sort of put them down because they're not as into it as you are. But if they are remotely interested in something that you're interested in. It's cool to, like, go up and spark a conversation. And, like, if they don't know what you're talking about, you can be like, oh, well, let me recommend some of this stuff to you. So that way, like, if you want to expand your knowledge, you can. But, like, it just irritates the shit out of me whenever people are like, oh, you're not a real geek. I'm like, really? Really? You wanna have this argument? Ask me some Batman questions. Go ahead. Ask me some Spider-Man questions. I don't give a fuck. Come on. Come at me.
Do you even lift?
Well, I 100% agree. As a girl geek, it fucking sucks to always have, like, your, like, the things that you are most interested in, the thing that is, like, you consider an integral part of who you are and, like, your identity, to always come into question just because I have a vagina.
And just because I have tits, like I'm not really a geek.
Yeah, and it becomes this weird, and the nerd culture has, like, this weird, like, thing about, like, one-upmanship. Like, always having to figure out who's the bigger fan, who's, like, who, and it's fucking dumb. Like, if you're a fan of something, if you say you're a fan of something, you're a fan of it. Like, the certain, like, having memorabilia or having knowledge about, like, really weird specific knowledge, which, I mean, is nice. Like, those things aren't what make you a nerd or a geek. Like, the fact that you consider yourself a nerd or a geek is what defines your identity.
Just because I'm not into the Star Wars expanded universe doesn't mean I'm not a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're not into certain things, like, just because I'm not into Star Trek doesn't mean I'm not a science fiction fan.
Yeah.
Just because you guys aren't really that into Star Wars doesn't mean that you, you know, hate, you know, all this other things dealing with science fiction, too. So, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what I think is... I think it's stupid, but there is something that does bug me, and it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the nerd having tits or a vagina or anything. It has to do with the people who say they're a huge, you know, fan of the entire genre of, like, comic books because they watched Iron Man one time 4 years ago. That's my huge thing. They're just like, oh my god, I'm such a comic book fan, and it's like, what have you read? I've seen Iron Man once. I'm like, okay. Guy or girl.
Yes.
Guy or girl.
It
doesn't matter.
It's not a gender.
Like,
it becomes not a gender
sure.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly.
If Jeffrey said something like that, I'd be like, bitch slap. and you know he'd be done.
I will interject here. There is a girl that I know who claims herself to be a nerd because she occasionally wears her glasses because she's tired of wearing her contacts, and she said that she felt like Wonder Woman one day because she felt like her glasses were a mask. And I'm like, as a supposed Wonder Woman fangirl, you would know that Wonder Woman does not wear a mask. And my mother was the one who told me about this because it was on the radio, and even my mother was like, Wonder Woman doesn't wear a fucking mask. I know this shit. I was around when TV show came out.
So with this sort of, you know, being angered, it's not because they are girls. It's because they say stupid shit like this. Oh, like, if they say stupid shit like this, claiming to be fans like this. And honestly,
I'm not going to hate on you if you're a girl claiming to be a nerd. I'm going to hate on you if you're a girl and you're stupid.
And I'm going to hate on anyone if you're
pretty much.
I'm going to set this out there and say it. If there are, like, you know, those booth babes who do, like, the cons and stuff and do cosplay, honestly, I think it's a lot of guys who are saying they're not really nerds is because they know they'll never get with these certain girls, and they're just, like, jealous. They're jealous that they'll never be able to get with these hotter girls, and they just say, well, you wouldn't, you know, look at me once, you know, even though I'm a huge nerd. It's like, yeah, because you're fucking...
You're a dick.
You're a dick like
or
that.
Or you shove your face inside of a bag of Cheetos and
And you don't
three
shower
bottles of Mountain Dew before you say, I'm going to wake up for the day.
Look at all of the hate that, like, Olivia Munn has gotten,
continues to get, and
Felicia Davis over the summer. Like,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
See, there's a thing.
And there's, like, it's because, like, a lot of it is because, like, they are, like, they are both huge nerds, mm-hmm. and they are both women, but they are both also women who are sex positive about themselves and, like, are able to, like, they're like, I can be sexy and still be a nerd. It's not about,
it's not,
like,
you can't be one or the other. You can be both.
Yeah. Like, it's not about, and I think that's a big part of it is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that kind of situation that's
biggest,
happening? Jeffrey has a feeling about Felicia Day specifically.
About all of it. And then I'll just end with my little thing about Felicia Day. Thing is, about nerds, I know you guys what you're talking about when it comes to the girl gamers, because being a black guy and a nerd, or being a black guy and a gamer, is extremely annoying. And in the sense that if I even kill one person on any game, and then they're like, they find out that I happen to be of the darker skin, oh god, do I hear the N-word shouted out more times than I'm probably sure they would say in a KKK convention. It's absolutely, it's silly, and I know exactly what you mean. Like, just because, the thing that I hate the most that I've noticed a lot in our culture, and it's mainly because of video, it's mainly towards video games. People who call themselves gamers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you play a video game, more power to you. I play video games like it's going out of style, and it never will. But there are times when I hear people going around like, oh man, hey, did you see that new Madden? Yeah, the new Madden coming out, Madden 13, that's going to be the shit. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool and all. He's like, man, do you play video games? I'm like, yeah. What do you play? Have you played Sonic? I'm like, what's that?
It's only
man,
the
that's strike one.
Hedgehog
that
ever.
That is strike one. Have you played, you know, Legend of Zelda? Yeah, I love playing a Zelda. That's strike two.
Hey,
you know what? That's more than strike two. That's strike three, but I'm going to give you another swing at the plate right over here, okay?
We're going by T-ball standards.
Yeah, we're going by T-ball standards.
You play until you hit the ball.
I'm just going to be nice, and I'm going to let you go to first base, but you won't make it past second because I'm going to tackle you. And you ask another question like, okay, well, what's the first, what games do you like to play? Because I'm not going to ask about specific games anymore. I'm just going to ask you, what games do you like to play? Then they start listing off Madden and then NBA. And then after that, they go to Halo and then Call of Duty. I'm like, okay, well, maybe when you talk to Call of Duty, you're like, well, maybe you're talking about the older Call of Duty. Not when it's coming over here, you're like, well, we got one every year. We're cool. Like, no, the only thing that they know is Modern Warfare, and then it's just like, oh, God.
I just want to just, like, slit your throat and then use your throat for, like, my cotton candy dispenser. That's how stupid you are. And it gets to the point where it's just, like, exactly what you're saying. It's not the way you are. It's how stupid you portray yourself.
Yeah, it's not who you are. It's not, like, what gender you are, what race you are, what, you know, social status, whatever you are. It's... I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
Cody can't mouth word right now.
As soon as I say something about Legend of Zelda and you do not mention the main character as Link and you call it Zelda, I'm pretty sure.
I have been known to beat people since I was 8 for that shit. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
The worst part, like this, okay, when The Dark Knight Rises came out earlier this year, okay, when that came out, there was a person in my class, they were like, "Oh man, I love Batman. I've been a fan ever since the first one." And I'm like, "Oh, you mean so, Batman Begins? What?
What?
You don't know Batman Begins? No, is that not the sequel? The sequel is Dark Knight Rises. The first movie's Dark Knight." I'm like, what are you saying? I just vomited everywhere.
See, whatever you said, I've been a fan since the first one.
I went Tim Burton.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You go all the way back there. But I give people the benefit of the doubt because
like,
I know
they don't know anything about Tim Burton.
The only thing they know about Tim Burton is Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, and fucking Nightmare Before Christmas. But I'm going to stop right there. Oh, or do you?
No, that was not a high five motion.
Okay.
I have feels about the entire like Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas thing because
because it just gets it gets to the point where you just think about it and you're like, Jesus, did
do the source material and produce it? He had
yeah.
Anyway,
I know we can talk about how amazing Danny Elfman is. But yeah, it's just like when people do that, and especially when they've talked about the new Spider-Man movie, like, "Oh man, I can't wait for the sequel." And I'm like, "It's not a sequel; it's actually a reboot."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "No, that's why Tobey Maguire isn't in this.
They're not pulling a James Bond."
Well, I mean,
it's also
like why people don't know that James Bond is, like, why there's a different James Bond, or why there's a different dot, like, an actor playing it. Like, it's...
And they hop onto it, and they're
like
just, like,
it's the first thing you learn when you're...
Like, people who think that Moffat is the first showrunner for Doctor Who of this new season.
Yeah. Or, like, a person who I had to deal with who said, "Oh, yeah, I love, next week we're having a Doctor Who thing, and you'll be able to watch the remake of Doctor Who." I'm like, "Huh, I don't even know Doctor Who that much, and what are you talking about, remake? What are you saying?" He meant the actual newer series of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, they're a remake of the older ones." And I'm like, "That is not, I'm sorry. Even I
like,
know this is wrong."
If you
want
to be technical, it's like a reboot, but it's not actually
a reboot.
It's a continuation.
Yeah. My moose horns just fell because I'm sad.
Dude, and I'm waiting for a guard moose to come by so that way I can be like, "Ooh." High five.
All right, so I think
me and Jeffrey have a thing about moose antlers.
I don't want to talk about my stories.
I think we've milked this
moose
long enough. Let's move on.
I don't even provide milk. Anyways, please continue.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so pretty much for right now, our last topic is Twilight ending. Hopefully for good, and hopefully they don't get the reboot off the ground.
Okay, A, hopefully they don't get the reboot, and B, hopefully they don't do, like, fucking movies about the short stories that she wrote, or, like, oh my god.
Let's do extended editions of all the Twilight movies.
Flip all our tables.
1 minute of new footage.
Hey, that minute is a make or break for me.
I was just gonna say what we all think, just individually.
Let's go
so
in
we don't
a different
let's
order.
Go, what do
let's
you think, Jeffrey? Since you were starting.
Oh well,
let's start with the dudes.
First off, I'd like to say I love how many people are trying to tell me, "Oh my god, you know this Twilight is so much different. It's like the ending is so awesome." And you know what? They said that about Paranormal Activity 4. In the last 10 minutes, everything changes. Yeah, they're right, but I had to deal with an hour and a half of shit.
Hey, I like Paranormal
Oh, no, I loved it.
Okay.
Until it was just like, I was like, oh, when Katie came out, I was like, oh, what's up, Katie? And then everything else is going on. I'm like, oh, well, I had to wait the last 10 minutes for more story to advance. But it's just, it's that same thing. Like, people will always say, like, oh, my God, you have to wait until, like, the last, like, 3 seconds of the film, because that's when everything changes. All right, that's when the Air Nation actually attacks this.
Oh, but, shit! You wouldn't know if you didn't watch it.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, don't worry. I'll just go pick up a copy out of the bookstore. I mean, out of the fire that's in my backyard. I mean, what? It's just I don't see the appeal to it. It's just I never saw the. I read the book when it first came out. Mainly because
I ate that shit up in high school. I'm
like in high school. I'm not even gonna be pressed. And when I was younger in high school, I was like, "Oh, this is a cool new book. I'll read it." I read it, and then I said, "Wow, this was absolutely the worst decision of my entire life." And I threw it under my bed. Most recently, when I went home, and I found it under my bed, still there, collecting dust, and there was a spider just chilled on top. Like, "Hey, bro, I heard you got this book."
Was it Spider Bro?
Spider Bro was not there. Spider Bro died.
Okay.
But anyways, Spider, you know,
Spider Bro's cousin.
Spider Bro's cousin.
Spider Cuz.
Spider Bro. Spider Cuz. Spider Sis. Anyways, but yeah, like Twilight. It's just like
Spider Mom.
I was actually very interested when the first movies started coming out, and then I actually went to go and watch that, and then it was just awful. And then people just keep going on like, oh my god, it's Twilight. And I'm like, oh my god, I just want to throw you into a fire. Anyways, please, what's your thoughts, Cody?
So, my experience with Twilight has been, okay, so when the movies were coming out, I was like, okay, I'll try and give the books a read. I don't know anything about it. A bunch of, you know, my female friends are like, oh my god, Twilight. And so, like, that was their reaction. And, so I decided to read it. I couldn't get past the second page because of just how pointless it was. just wow. Like every, like the details were just pointless. There was nothing. Like there was one line. The one line that got me was like when Bella was getting on the plane, it said she brought a carry-on bag. Didn't explain what was in there, why it was there, or there was no
the
point
importance
in it.
Of it.
It didn't really come back in any way. It was just sort of there. And so I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with this book. I get 2 pages in, and I can't even anymore.
The carry-on bag was really her fault.
And then I was...
And Jeffrey starts writing his Twilight parody.
Yeah, so please then continue, sir. I'm dating this one girl who loves Twilight, and...
Not
Lee. We're having... Yeah,
not me.
Not her. But we were having a movie night, and she brought Twilight, and I was like, I don't really want to watch it. And then we start watching it, and she realizes I'm not having a good time. She's like, we can just stop. I'm like, okay. And then I actually try to give the movie an actual watch my freshman year in college, just to give it the benefit of the doubt, since,
you know. That was a bad choice.
I got physically ill. Like, I
started
physically,
vomiting.
Like,
vomiting
I felt like vomiting. Like, I watched it, like, on my computer, and I was vomiting.
Oh, no.
Like, I didn't actually vomit on my computer, but I felt like I could. And I was getting a headache, my stomach was hurting, just everything was horrible, and then I just started watching the movies with the riff tracks, and it was so much better. Because then I could actually see what was going on, but then I could laugh at it and not get sick, because they're making fun of it too. And they are the most unintentionally funny movies ever. Like, this should actually be a comedy series, because it's so hilarious, especially the last one. I watched the last one without the riff tracks on. Me and Lee went to it when it came
right
here.
After Vagina Monologues.
Yeah,
oh. That shit was real funny. It's like, oh, hey, we're gonna have the Vagina Monologues on the same floor as Breaking Dawn Part 1 at the same time, both nights. Yeah.
It was ridiculous, and I laughed. Like, throughout the entire movie. So, I hate it. I hate, the characters are horrible. The plot is just the same every movie. Every movie is just, oh my god, I love you. Oh my god, I love you. Oh my god, they're trying to kill me. Oh my god, I'm dying.
Oh my god, they're taking my baby out of my stomach and eating it. Oh my god. Well, that doesn't happen, actually. It's something weird that happens.
Sadly.
She gives birth and dies.
Yeah. Spoiler warning.
And then she wakes up and she's a vampire.
Oh, shit.
He gave her a C-section with his teeth.
That's it. That's what happened.
Yeah. He bit the baby out of her.
That shit was cray.
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, going to town on her, and I was like, oh.
So my experience with Twilight is that my best friend gave me, like, back before it became cray-cray popular, which was when New Moon came out, was when it kind of, like, exploded. And that was, like, my freshman year of high school. Like, my best friend gave me a copy of it, and, like, it was a thing that we kind of had together. It was Bondi, whatever. And I was like, this is whatever. I think by the time Eclipse came, I think when I read Eclipse, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I was just like, I don't know what's going on. This is not getting good. Like, that was when the first movie came out. And I remember going, I went with my mom, and my friend and my friend's mom, and I almost passed out. Like, I was, so boring. It was so boring. And then I was in Seattle when Breaking Dawn came out, and I remember I could not read it. Like, I thought I was going to read it in a night, you know, like I did Harry Potter, which was when, which, you know, like, I went to a midnight release with my friends just because my friends were going, and I tried to read it, and I was just like, this is the worst crack fan fiction I have ever read in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite, I think my favorite part is the buildup at the end of Breaking Dawn, which leads to absolutely fucking nothing. Like, they're like, all the covens gather, and, like, they're like, oh, fuck, they're gonna come take the baby. All this crazy shit's happening, all the covens are gathered, there aren't very many vampires, apparently, in the entire
world.
Spoiler
alert for those of you who haven't read the book.
Don't
or
give
who
a
care.
Fuck. I don't care. It's the worst.
You had years.
Yeah.
To read.
You had forever.
You've had 4 years, okay?
Come on. But, like, they all gather, and then the Volturi come, and they talk to them, and they're like, okay, we're voting, and they vote 2-1 to not take the baby, and then they leave. That's the end of the book!
That's democracy.
Like, it's fucking bad. It's awful, and, like, beyond, like, I mean, from a literary standpoint, it's awful.
Yeah.
From a filmic standpoint, from a cinematic standpoint, it's awful. And from a feminine, okay, the cinematography is nice.
Cinematography
whatever.
Is beautiful, and the directing in Eclipse is actually very well done because I love the director who did it, David
whatever.
Slade.
However,
who did 30 Days of Night.
Whatever.
How do you go from 30 Days of Night to?
Oh, actually,
because
it's quite easy.
It's called The Paycheck.
It's called Alaska.
It's called Vampires.
It's called Snow and Bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have feels
but
for that.
But like,
movie.
I mean, like. But, and also from, like, a feminist point of view,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to point out that even though we're really excited about the fact that it's ending, there's also that nice little book which is made of fan fiction called,
50 Shades of Grey.
Which they're talking about making into a movie.
I can't wait to watch that porn. What? Because that's all it is.
I would also like to point out that she... EO, whatever the fuck her name is.
I'll just call it Elephant.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
That 50-year-old English woman who fucking wrote the book, which is fan fiction of Twilight, is just like, don't write fan fiction of my stuff because it, like, destroys the integrity of the original work.
EO
like,
James.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll never be able to get over the integrity of Galloping Abs. Like a rock. Oh, like a rock. That's all I can hear when I
anyway,
hear that. Anyways, go
feels,
on.
Feels all right, like
so, all right, so I read the first Twilight book when I was in, like, 7th grade, and I loved it at the time, and then I reread
that's
it.
That's mathematically impossible.
No, it came out.
No, it came out in 2005.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck, I don't know.
Whatever.
So probably freshman year.
No.
It was for, it
October
was your freshman 8th, year
because
New Moon came out my freshman year.
That's weird because me and my friend Taylor talked about it when we were in 8th grade.
Well,
anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Anyway, so I read it and I liked it.
Whoa.
And then I found out there's sequels to it, so I started reading those. I got halfway, like, I refused to see any of the movies, like, all throughout high school. Like, all the other girls would go and watch the midnight premiere and drag their boyfriends along, and I was like, you guys have fun. I'm going to go read Harry Potter. And then, like, and then I finally got... I worked at the library at home at the time. And so, I put myself on the wait list for Breaking Dawn, which took, like, 3 months, by the way. And I finally started reading it. I got halfway through it, and I was like, oh, my God. This is the most grammatically incorrect nonsense I've ever read. And, George Takei just broke my heart. Anyway, so yeah, I finally watched I watched the movies with my mom because she just wanted to see what the uproar was, and yeah, it's just awful and terrible, and especially like Emily said, from a feminist perspective, it's just
abusive relationships all over the place.
So there's rumors that in 3 years they're going to reboot the entire series.
Why?
Okay, so I kind of want to be the writer for this reboot and make Edward like as obviously abusive as possible and make Bella different.
Yeah. What they need to do is not demonize or not humanize Edward, but demonize him, make him obviously the villain of the story.
Because I feel like vampires have been humanized enough, and we need to just hop off the vampire train for a little while, hop off the zombie train for a little while, and
And focus on werewolves, because there needs to be more werewolf movies.
Because better than the Benicio del Toro thing. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What did you just say?
Better than the del Toro?
The Benicio del Toro Wolfman.
Yeah.
That's
That's what I'm liking about, like, probably no one else here watches True Blood. But, okay, did you see the season finale of this? That.
Yes.
The guy who was supposed to be the, what people would say, the Edward of the True Blood place.
Fucked all that shit up.
Yeah, it's like he actually had character development.
Which is something that I really, like, you can call, like, True Blood trash, like, whatever the fuck you want. I don't think it is. I mean, yeah, it's based
on
romance novels.
But, I mean...
And I mean, like, there's a certain, like, sexist kind of thing to the fact that it's based on romance novels and, like, all of that kind of thing.
It's
the possession.
Twilight on crack cocaine, honestly.
But honestly, the thing that I like the most about True Blood is that not all of the vampires are good. Like,
They have bad people.
It's like into humanity, like, it's, you have all types. Like, there are people who are kind of moderately okay, like, there's character, like, people change, like, you know, Eric was kind of like the giant douchebag, and, like, now...
He's kind of good.
He's morally gray, like, a lot of the main characters are morally gray, but, I mean... It's violent in the way it needs to be violent. It's sexy in the way we want as a modern audience for vampires to be sexy. But it's also like it doesn't shy away from the fact that vampires are monsters.
Yeah, it makes it blatantly obvious that vampires are not good guys.
And they also use like things in there as social commentary. As you know, they've used vampires for social commentary on homosexuality, on religion, on, you know, politics, all this stuff. And so I think that's interesting.
Also, I think it's awesome that they use actual wolves, wolves for the werewolf transformation.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not using CGI dogs, they're using, they're doing all of the, you know, awesome things that need to be done in that kind of fantasy.
Yeah,
I guess it's more
dark fantasy kind of genre. Yeah, horror.
Romantic horror.
Kind of, but the romance.
I think honestly, the romance aspect of True Blood went out the window like a few seasons ago.
Yeah,
because honestly, it's more just about them living in this world. Mm. And
which
what's going on in this world, which I love so much.
Vitally more interesting. Like, it's so much more interesting.
So much more interesting than the love triangle between Eric and
which, I mean,
Sookie,
don't get me wrong,
but,
I liked.
Yeah, it was
however,
good,
like, I'm more interested... I'm more interested in the vampires than I... Like, as they relate to each other and, like, the world than I am to...
That just reminds me of
that.
What's it called? Oh, God. Being Human.
Yeah.
Oh, which
that
I... Oh, like,
show.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, all the Being Human feels.
Are you going for BBC, or are you going for sci-fi?
I'm going for BBC.
Yes.
Because
Fun fact, I met the entire original cast of that.
Oh,
and, when I went to Comic-Con, I met all of them.
Like
and,
a boss.
Oh, it's so good.
I've seen
a
couple episodes of that, and I've seen a couple episodes of sci-fi, and I like the BBC
one better.
But, I mean, it's just like, you know, that's another way they could always take those kind of movies, too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really see those
kind
of movies a lot. You don't ever see those kind of shows a lot. Like, oh... Yeah, I'm a ghost, and now I live in this
world.
What
the fuck do I do?
I'm just going to go over here and have sex with everybody instead of focusing on I'm a ghost in this world.
Why am I a ghost? This is not okay.
I think with the ending of Twilight, it definitely, like, is... Should, doesn't mean it will, but it should open up that kind of genre to a more realistic, a more, like, centered kind
of
storytelling.
It should definitely move
and
away
character.
From the source material a lot. Yeah. Just take the central concept of the book, and the Twilight fans are going to hate it. They're going to bitch about it,
but we'll
it's going to be
love
better.
It, so,
but it's
yeah.
going to be so much better. And when they grow up, they're going to understand that those movies suck, hopefully.
God, I
like,
hope so.
you know,
probably
other people
not.
Have.
Let's
like,
be real,
like,
there are Twi moms who, like, fucking used to stock this
I don't
understand
shit. The...
There's Twi
There are
moms,
babies
Twi
who
dads.
Came out of Twilight.
Ugh. That's...
So, wow. Out of Breaking Dawn.
I'm not gonna lie, my stomach went upside down,
yeah,
and I felt all the food that
like
I ate before. Again, I don't know how to feel about any of that.
Yeah. Kind of like how there are kids who are the product of 50 Shades of Grey.
No. Why would you say things like that?
Because people need to know that this is not okay.
People need to know that there is a problem.
We need to keep it. Oh, God. I'm going on foul footage things. That was foul radio. People need to know of all of our troubles. They need to hear this, Cody. They need to hear this, everyone.
It's not like you called Cody Goaty, and I thought of him as a goat.
Matt.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Sorry, I'm still mildly sleep-deprived from the epic group project I had to do by myself.
Mildly stupid.
But yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Those are all of the topics that we had that we wanted to talk about in, like... nerd news related things. Next week we're gonna do like a video game section as well for
and video
for,
game
yeah, Jeffrey's
movies.
Gonna be all
and I think that
Jeffrey
we
in.
Might do a music section.
Yeah,
dude,
we should
totally
do that.
At least one story.
We can totally
where we talk
do that.
About it.
So yeah,
we can chit chat about.
And if you guys have any
maybe?
Suggestions about things that maybe you want us to talk about,
yeah.
Go to the Facebook page, comment on.
Hopefully,
it, like
it'll
us on...
work better for this than it did for my radio
yeah.
show.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You know, send us things on Twitter and Facebook.
Even articles that
stuff.
You want us
you know,
to discuss.
Articles you want us to like write. You know, if you're interested in
write or
just...
like read. I mean, we can go educate ourselves on it. We have
exactly.
a link between podcasts, so
yeah,
exactly.
definitely.
So just do that and.
And Thanksgiving break is coming up, so that means we'll have even more time to catch up on stuff.
No, we have to write Mad Men episodes.
Oh, God. Yeah, never mind. And there won't be a podcast next week because...
But that should give
Nobody
you more incentive
here.
To send
yeah.
things.
Yeah, more incentive to send some stuff.
Yeah,
so,
because 3 out of 4 of us live in the same area. Guess who doesn't?
Skype.
Okay, I was about to say, are you really raising your hand?
Because
you can totally see me raising my hand.
You can feel it in the radio
where do you
waves.
Live? Well,
Mars Hill. Fuck. Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be. It's nobody comes to Mars Hill. Nobody cares about Mars Hill. Not even Mars Hill cares
I don't
about Mars Hill.
Know where that is.
Good. It's a hill on Mars.
Is it next to Pickfords?
Huh?
Is it next to Pickfords?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I mean, you want to know a fun fact about Mars Hill? The biggest thing is not even the college. It's more than likely the Ingalls. All right? The Ingalls has its own little freaking town
it's
in there.
So true.
Like, seriously, like so actually, true. I read something a while back saying that that Ingalls in Mars Hill is actually one of the biggest Ingalls built in Western, you know...
State.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, huh. Isn't that just fucking precious?
All right.
I can get all my milk.
I mean...
All the soy.
All the soy.
So, yeah.
So, you learned something new about Jeffrey at the end.
I think we've strained this podcast as much as we could. We talked about some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone likes the fact that we actually had structure.
Yeah, we had structure. We laughed. We had fun.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry.
Any insight on what they can expect this coming week from the
Nerd Guy? You'll see a video game article from me. I'm still actually working on a couple of videos, so you'll see a video hopefully posted next Friday.
That's
one for
cool.
that. Yeah.
Awesome.
There will. probably be a Batman retrospective, starting with Adam West, Burt Ward Batman. Yep, I'm going there.
I
love
she
Adam West. He's so precious.
I'm really going to be doing a Skyfall review. I actually saw it today or yesterday, whenever this was posted. I thought it was pretty good, so you'll see a review of that. And I'm also doing my first flashback review, which is a review of the comic book The Flash, not anything else Flash, like Flash Gordon or...
Flash 9.
Flash, you know, Macromedia and such.
Oh, I love Macromedia.
You had a good run.
So
I'm going to be starting, well, when Christmas break, winter break ends, or when it starts. I'm going to do a half season review of The Road so far for Supernatural for this season, which has been going really well with a few bumps, namely that found footage episode, which was not awesome.
It was terrible.
More on that in the review.
And I think we're going to write a joint review.
Hold now.
We're going to do a joint review on Argo.
Argo.
Which we saw when... All of us sans Jeffrey went and saw Wreck-It Ralph because Homeboy saw it before us.
Yeah. Hey, Wreck-It Ralph was awesome.
Yes, it was.
It was.
You saw that too.
It touched my heart in more ways than four. Shut up, phone.
And I think we're going to start talking about the Joss Whedon retrospective that we're all going to do one giant collaborative piece on. So.
Yep.
That'll be good.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
So, tune in. The next time we say that we're going to have a podcast.
Wow, that got away from you.
Yeah.
Derp a derp a derp a derp. All right.
Ding. Goes ding when there's stuff, bro.
Yep, basically. All right, so.
Nerdicon out.
Nerdicon out.
Bye.
Say it, Jeffrey.
Nerdicon out. Oh, sorry. Where's the trigger, man? All right, seriously, Nerdicon out.
Bye.